This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you would like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. The listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. You know, I said this before, but I believe it bears repeating. I believe that this broadcast classroom, our students and our instructors, are the best and brightest that there is. I am the most fortunate person on the planet to be associated with this broadcast classroom and those who are participating in it, both as students and as instructors. Everyone involved, everyone, volunteers. We even have radio stations that charge for airtime. And that's the way radio stations generate some of the revenue. But we're on the air on radio stations that don't charge us. None of us gets paid. There's no exchange of funds in any direction. The instructors don't get paid. The radio stations don't get paid. The networks that carry us don't get paid. I don't get paid. It is just the most wonderful experience to be associated with all of you. I get calls from people all over the world, and they hear things in my voice, and they think they know that, you know, things are different with me. And they'll call me, and they'll offer their advice and opinions, and they'll help me with everything you could possibly imagine. Georgia, New Hampshire's with us today, and he's one of those men who listens to USA Prepares, and he's called in a number of times, and I like him so much I've invited him to be an instructor. And that's the kind of thing that happens. Miles in Australia. Miles calls me all the time. Miles gives me all kinds of advice and counsel. Joey in Michigan, Rich Sheban, Lauren in Ohio, Mike Parsons, Ron Gibson. Ron Gibson volunteers his time and puts us on YouTube every day. David Klotz is an activist. He's been standing up against the Chinese factory outlet. Gets beat up regularly for doing it. Gets fired. It has a dramatic impact on his financial well-being, as with many of the rest of us. Mike Ma in Guatemala. Jack the Marine in Missouri. And the list goes on and on and on. It brings a tear to my eye. Literally. George, welcome. I'm so glad you're here today.
Thank you, Vincent, and appreciate the opportunity.
George, you, as I mentioned, you've listened, and can you share a little bit about your experience and your background before we talk about some weapons that are absolutely silenced, quiet weapons, silenced weapons, things that have been in history, things that are perfectly legal to use today. We're not talking about breaking the law or violating any codes. We're just talking about history and what happened and what's still available to us. But please share with us a little bit about who George in New Hampshire is.
All right, Vince. Vince, I'll tell you, there's some parallels between our lives, I found. both have mothers who are in their 90s, thank God. So, God willing, those longevity genes are going to be passed down to us. And I'll tell you, we were raised at a time where I can see that our parents, our communities, our country made an investment in us. And our education, the community, even the television programming was healthy. You know, it was reinforcing family values, reinforcing morality. And I remember a special code they had on television. They called it the television code, that they said you'd never see a criminal held up in respect. And you'd never see certain things that, I don't remember the whole code because it was a long time ago. But in other words, we were nurtured. And you can see that in our lives, I can see the investment that was made in us. And you can see that in our own diverse ways, each one of us, we all have experience in this world. And our experience counts because I don't see all the things that you did, nor vice versa. But it says one man sharpens another, and that goes for a woman as well. And we can sharpen each other, and we can help each other when we can grow. And again, what I especially like and I've been attracted to, and I feel compatible with your program, and I'm sure the vast listening audience would also agree, is that you're for positive change, for strengthening, building up, not tearing down, not holding something up that is like a mirage that's going to promise something. And then when you get there, you find out that basically you're just scooping sand into your mouth and you're choking on it and you're the worse for it. So I won't go on and on. I'll just say that I was born in the early 50s. And we're about a year apart in age. But what I found is that I think we've seen the best. And if present trends continue, we might see the worst. And I served my country. I volunteered like John Reagan, Captain John. I served in the Air Force. I was in security service. I believe he was too. And I was a Russian interpreter. And it was my age was such that the Vietnam War was coming to an end. But they weren't sure how soon. But this was, like I say, just before the mid-70s. So I've had experiences in my life where I've worked for the Postal Service. And I'll even tell you this. We have another thing in common. I even worked for Sears Roebuck. That was my first job outside of high school. And I can mine tell too. You a story for another time, but it'll bring a chuckle to you. And like I said, I've been around. I've held various jobs in federal, state, and local government. I don't have as much experience as some, but I have more experience than others in other ways. And because of my position in life and certain things that have happened to me, you know and I know life happens, whether it's a bad accident, whether it's things. The longer you live on this earth, you see more. And you grow more, and you tend, when you reach a certain point, I can see, I can't speak for you, Vincent, but I think we've mellowed enough where we try to get along as much as we can, but at the same time, we increasingly don't put up with a lot of nonsense either. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. I would prefer to avoid a fight, but that does not mean that I'm going to run from a fight. If it's better for me to avoid it, I will. But for example, there's a situation where the government is coming after our family, and I'm digging in. I'm, you know, all I have to do is capitulate. All I have to do is say, sure. How much do you want? Is that enough? Can we give you any more just to go away? Absolutely not. I'm not giving them anything because they don't deserve it. They have no right to it. I know the code, and I'm not going to yield. I absolutely am not going to yield. I'm digging in and preparing for the attack. So that's how I am. But, you know, am I looking for a fight? Absolutely not. But when one comes brought to my door and these guys threaten my family, they've got to fight. And I guess that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes, well, you know, there's a code. In other words, you know, you want to treat people. You treat people the way you would like to be treated. And you know that there were certain lines that are drawn. They're invisible lines, but you don't cross those lines, which means if I I come to your door, I present myself like a gentleman, knock on the door. I treat you, I treat Mrs. Finelli and your family with respect. And in kind, I hope that, and I know in your case, but I'm saying, in other words, you've taught your children, as I've striven to teach mine, that you treat people with respect. But at the same time, you know, unfortunately, there are people who look upon kindness or good nature as weakness, and the two aren't compatible.
Very, very good point. You know, I had a chat with someone I met, and I said that he was trying to understand some of my values. And I mentioned to him that I believe that it's important for us to take care of our family, take care of our friends, take care of our neighbors, you know, when we can, directly, one-on-one. So if you've got a neighbor that's falling down and you can help pick them up, whether it be help them financially, help them with food, help them with ideas, help them lift the other end of that heavy load, whatever it is, it's important to do that without saying, okay, let me just write this down because I need to make note that I helped you and then you owe me. Without doing, you know, that balance sheet, without doing that account, that T account, just help people because it's the right thing to do without looking toward any compensation, reward at all, just because it's the right thing to do. And kind of like what you were talking about with television and the values. And as you were mentioning television programs of when we were growing up in the 1950s, there were programs that had, let's just talk about Superman. Superman was the guy who was on the side of the right. He was the guy who did the right thing. He was the guy that righted the wrongs. He was the guy that protected those that needed protecting. Leave It to Beaver, family values. They had a family friend who was always getting in trouble, Eddie Haskell. Eddie Haskell was, you know, kind of a, I don't know, a mischievous guy in a, you know, lighthearted way. But when he went wrong, he was called in to check, and it was explained on TV what he did wrong, why he did it wrong, and why it had to be righted. And those were kind of the training things that we would see over and over and over. And we were told in school to do the right thing. And you didn't see the bad guys winning like you do today. You see bad guys winning, you see bad guys taking advantage of good people, you see people being bopped onto the concrete, thrown down by bad people, and then it ends without being righted. And that's wrong. Georgia, New Hampshire, and I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George in New Hampshire is with us. George, I'd like to share a short story with you. I made a new friend, an absolutely wonderful man. His name is Mark. I'm not going to share his last name at this point because he hasn't joined the faculty yet, but he might. And so here's what happened. As many of you know, I'm working. Bruce Kay and I are building our battery banks, and we've redesigned our solar systems, and it's really kind of interesting. We're doing it very frugally, and we're going to share these results with you as we build out and do some welding and fabrication. So I stopped off at this I-44 equipment company, and they have steel shelving, commercial steel shelving. Now, this is the kind of shelving that if you go into Sam's Club, you see these racks that you could literally park a car on, right? I mean, it's that heavy. I'm not talking about homeowner-type shelving that, you know, you might have in your garage with a few cans of oil on it. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this really heavy steel shelving that you see at Lowe's, Home Depot, Sam's, Walmart. And I needed to mount these or place these batteries, these nickel-iron batteries that weigh 4,000 pounds, roughly, on a shelf. So I needed a shelf that would hold 4,000 pounds. And it needed to be a fairly substantial shelf. But I didn't want to spend thousands of dollars on it. So I went to this man's business. And so he took me around the entire lot. He showed me everything he had. He showed me some of the tricks of the trade. He showed me how it would interlock. He spent easily an hour with me showing me in the old-fashioned way, customer service. Then he took me inside his building that he built, and he showed me how he buys posts and sands them and welds them, and how he was engineering his expansion of his building. And he took a lot of time with me. And I went there yesterday. I called him up and I said, okay, I'd like to buy these pieces. I'd like to start with a small purchase, just this one rack that'll hold 4,000 pounds. And I said I'd be back, you know, in a day or so. And so I called him and I said, I'll be there. He had it all mounted on a pallet, ready to be picked up with his forklift to put on the back of our truck. Now, he went through all that effort just on the belief that I'd actually show up. Now, can you get that done in most other places? I don't think so. I don't think you can, and I don't think that people treat their customers and their new friends that way as often as they should. So kudos to Mark. George, isn't that the way it used to be, but is rare today?
Well, you know, the old school was, it was done on your word and on a handshake, and your word was your bond and your reputation. And I was raised like that. You were raised like that. That meant was that. And it's very nice when you meet someone who lives by that same code. And like I said, unfortunately, though, is it doesn't seem to be the case so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish we could get back to that very, very quickly. And we kind of have that. We kind of have that environment here where we live in the middle of nowhere on top of this hill or mountain in the Ozarks. You know, we have neighbors who will just show up at, I don't know, 7:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, just show up. And it's like, we're here for coffee. And that's wonderful. You know, I'm racing around getting ready for the broadcast, and Mrs. Finelli's, you know, spending time with the neighbors. And they bring things. They bring tomatoes. They bring cucumbers. They bring lettuce. We go over there. We help them. We help them with whatever they need. If they need their generator fixed, we just take care of it. And it's just the old-fashioned neighborhood, if you will, of the 1950s. So I am fortunate to be living in 1950 right here in Missouri. And it would be very difficult for me to change to a more modern era than where I live right now. I don't want to. I like it, but just like this.
No, I understand. Unfortunately, you know, I came from a community that was like that. I was raised more in my mother's community. They were Italian. But they had a nice sense of community there. I mean, most people didn't lock their doors. And it's almost like you're talking a fairy tale now when you look at things now. But even where I live now, I was told it had the lowest crime rate in the state. But that's changing, too. So,
You know, yesterday I pulled in and we had some cows, so we closed the gate to the farm. And on the other side of the gate, the U.S. mail guy left a package for me on the other side of the gate. It was wonderful. Rather than me having to run down, you know, a 20-mile round trip to go pick it up, he just left it over the gate. It's the way it used to be.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
George in New Hampshire's with us. George, we have a regular mail carrier, USPS mail carrier. Wonderful man. And I'm not going to mention his name because he'll probably get fired for what I'm going to say next. Well, if our gate is open, our farm gate, our road is about a third of a mile long on the farm to get to the farmhouse from the dirt road that leads to the farmhouse. And if he has a package that does not fit in the mailbox that is right next to our gate, he will drive his truck, his own personal vehicle that he uses for mail delivery. He'll drive that truck up our driveway, through the potholes, around the bends, and he will bring the package right to our door. And we have a 30-second exchange. I thank him, and then off he goes. And that happens, you know, often. Well, if the gate is closed, what he does is he uses these trash bags, these drawstring trash bags that he buys with his own money. And if it's going to rain, he will put whatever that package is in this trash bag so it doesn't get wet, and he'll tie it to the gate, on the inside of the gate, and then he'll drive off. Well, I bought something from Dr. Bill Deagle, and I got this thing in the mail that said, sorry, we missed you. Go pick your package up tomorrow, and I needed it. It was urgent. And I called the post office, and they said, oh, you got a different driver today. I said, yeah, but the other guy, he drops it off. I just puts it in a bag. What's going on? We can't do that anymore. We're not allowed to do that anymore. I said, well, he does. And so they said, no, we packages have been damaged, and we have to pay for them, so we don't do that anymore. We can't. We're not allowed to. So I said, well, I've got to have this. And they said, well, tell you what, hold on, give us your number. We'll call the cell phone of the carrier, and we'll see if she can meet you somewhere. And she did. She was willing to stop on the side of the road while I raced down the road to pick up this package. Now, that's kind of nice, but I've been informed that the policy has changed. They're not going to do this kind of stuff anymore. They're not going to wait for you. They are not going to leave your packages the good old-fashioned 1950s way anymore. And that's sad.
Well, I agree. But again, you know and I know, if you're willing to go the distance, especially a letter carrier or a mailman or a mailwoman for that matter, you get to know the people on your route. And after delivering a route for like 15, 20, 25 years, they're mm-hmm. almost like a part of extended family where they know the people. They know Mrs. So-and-so needs this, and she's getting a little old. She can't walk down, and they'll mm-hmm. go the distance. Now, once in a while, though, you'll get what they call a substitute in who doesn't know their way around, doesn't know the particulars, and they do it, hopefully, by the book. But again, when that phone rings to the supervisor, though, how many people will call up and say, you know, the mailman that came today, you know, he was so nice, he was really good, and you're doing a good job. And when that happens, that's sending a message, and the supervisor has less headaches that way because he's got a happy group of customers. And then you can have the other type of mail carrier who doesn't take the job seriously, doesn't do a good job. Hopefully they're in the minority. And it's like they'll get that phone ringing off the hook with complaints. I ask you, Ben, which employee would you rather have?
I would rather have the employee that goes above and beyond. But here's something that I've noticed. When we lived in Virginia, my mother-in-law and father-in-law were visiting us from out of state. And they're both white. At the time, they were both white-haired, and they were driving their station wagon, and they got a flat tire on the side of the road, maybe a few miles from our farmhouse, on a paved road, two lanes, one lane going, one lane coming. And so a UPS brown truck pulled over and helped them change the tire. It was absolutely wonderful. And when they got to the farmhouse, when my mother-in-law and father-in-law got to the farmhouse, I said, well, that's really great. Can you describe the UPS driver? Because I know most of them. Because we had a business, and, all of them had been to our house at one time or another. And so they described this guy. I know him. So I called him up, and I called him to thank him personally, directly. And I said, I'd like to call your supervisor and just tell him what happened and what you did. And I think it's wonderful. He said, don't do that. I'll get fired. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to help people on the route. Don't do that. So that's another anomaly in the system. It's like, hey, keep speed past these guys, get those packages out. That's what we're in the business for. We're not in the business of helping people. We are in the business of package delivery, period.
I will say one thing. One outfit is a private outfit. The other one is a federal. their names are very close together. And like I said, I was a letter carrier, so I know, and I also worked in a central markup unit. But again, it was really, I mean, I've had to go in and clean up other people's messes. And usually with me, I had to clean up my own messes, too, when I was first starting out. You know, the supervisor would send me back. But the point is that, like anything in this world, it takes all kinds to make up a world, good, bad, or indifferent, right? So, what can you say?
You know, at one of the things I remember from Sears, and I don't know if you had this experience, but day one at Sears, I was a automotive mechanic, first job, and during high school, and the automotive mechanical foreman welcomed me, put his arm over my shoulder, said, "Vinny, remember this through life. May the job be big or small, do it right or not at all." And he was absolutely right, because how many times do we have to fix things that we rush through, that we just, if we spent just a little bit more time, it would have been done right the first time, faster, smarter, more efficiently, less cost. But sometimes we just race through it and mess it up. And so I try really hard to do it right the first time and avoid mistakes. And I learned that very young as a teenager. But we don't teach that anymore.
Well, again, too, though, you know and I know that it all is contingent upon who the boss is. Because you have bosses who just want to make the maximum amount of profit. They don't care how they do it. And they tend to force or coerce employees into, putting profit before, giving a good service to the customer. And I could tell you a Sears story, because I know we're not going to get to the other subject because when I'm looking at the time, but that's okay. If it's okay with you, we can save it for another day, with God willing,
sure.
Sure. I'll tell you a Sears story, though. Now, you know and I know, there's different types of – Sears was – the store back in the very early 70s when I was out of high school. So they had this thing where they advertised in the paper they needed people in the distribution center, and they had the distribution center in Boston, and it was right on the trolley line where you'd get off. I think if I drive by now, I think the building's empty, but the last time I looked. But I remember they hired us with the promise that after 30 days you got to join the union. Well, for the next 30 days, they worked us like dogs. They were in that in-between period. It wasn't quite yet the Christmas season, and the summer period was over. So they wanted to get everything cleared out, all in order and everything ready to go. So when Christmas came, basically they had a well-oiled machine going. And I remember that they had us, we'd be everything that Sears carried, we'd be putting into these huge, caged in carts, and we load them up, and according to the rules, you're only supposed to be pulling one or pushing one. That was it. You one at a time. Well, they had us, I can remember, I was pulling one with one hand, and I'm pushing the other one with the other hand, and they were working us like dogs, but they held in front of us like that magic, that end of the rainbow treasure was you were going to make, after 30 days, you were going to make it in the union. So I remember I got hurt once or twice because I'd have to stop short, and it was a busy area, and they had conveyor belts and all that. I'd have to stop short, and invariably I'd stop one, but the other one would bang in, and I'd be bleeding, so I'd go to the nurse. The nurse would tell me, "You're not supposed to be doing that, one at a time." I said, "Well, Tony down here is telling me I got to do. Will you tell Tony that I said that, this is a public safety hazard?" So, okay. So then all of a sudden, one of my friends would look at me and say, "Judge, my 30th day is tomorrow. I joined the union." And they were paying more than, I think it was $150 in 1971. And that was pretty good money back then, a week, especially for young guys starting out. Well, anyway, long story short, next day, I didn't see him. So then another man told me something. And so one day I inquired with the supervisor, and I said, "Well, so-and-so-and-so-and-so." I said, "I don't see him anymore. I don't see him down the cafeteria." I said, "So he told me, he says, 'Oh, don't you realize as soon as you join the union, you get to pick what department you work in.'" I was about 17 and a half, going on 18. Mm-hmm. What did I know? So Lo and behold, finally one day, my 30th day comes. I put my coat on. It's getting a little cold, early November. I'm going on my way. Well, I realized I forgot my gloves, so I come back. So I see this, the older supervisor, Tony. Oh, I was looking for you. So he takes me to the office, sits me down. He goes, well, you know, Sears has had some reverses lately and this and that. And I'm sorry, we're going to have to lay you off. This was like the 29th day. So then, like an idiot, I reached out my hand to shake his hand. I said, well, it was nice to be affiliated with Sears. And then it finally dawns on me, as I'm walking out the door, why I never saw anybody after the 29th day. So Sears could be a cutthroat operation, too. But again, it all was contingent. But, you know, I always remembered that. And like I said, whenever I was in a Sears store, I'd always sympathize. I'd get to talk. I said, I used to work for this company. And they usually took some compassion on me. I wasn't looking for it, but they'd give me a break on whatever was funny. But it was funny. I couldn't help it. It was one of those things. But that's a life lesson, you know.
It absolutely is. And they lied to you about, you know, these guys picking their department. I mean, it's kind of an outrage. It really is. But the Sears that I worked at, I didn't see that. Maybe that's because we were all greasy in the, not everybody wanted to work in the department that I was in. And you were in a rough one, too. It was, under cars and dust, dirt and grease. But, you know, I did learn a lot of lessons from Sears, and it was a different store back then. From the retail perspective, it was customer satisfaction. They wanted to have customers. They didn't want to beat them up like United Airlines does. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George in New Hampshire's with us. George, why don't we see if we can talk about silent weapons in the last segment?
Sure.
What do you think?
All right. What I wanted to talk about today was air guns, pellet guns. Now, a lot of people, you and I discussed this once before, you know, between ourselves, that the Lewis and Clark expedition carried a fairly sophisticated air gun musket. And it so impressed the tribes that they encountered in their exploring that vast Louisiana purchase for President Jefferson had authorized the expedition, that they were amazed that they could just reach out and hit something at a distance where it was quiet, there was no smoke, and it was powerful. And they couldn't quite understand its mechanism operation, so for them it was virtually magic. Now, since that time, it became mass-produced by the late 1800s, and they had places like eventually DAISY took over mass-produced, which most of us are probably familiar with, is the DAISY air rifle, or the one that you had to pump up numerous times, and then you'd be able to shoot a pellet or a BB down the road. Well, they've come a long way since that time.
I still have mine.
Okay.
I still have one. The Crossman, the Benjamin, and the DAISY BB guns, yeah.
Well, yep, Crossman, right. Well, Crossman and Benjamin are still going strong. Now, unfortunately, a lot of it has been contracted overseas to places like China. But there are still European manufacturers. A number of guns are still made here, but they're in the more higher price ranges. Now, the one, in this day and age, with 22 long rifle ammunition is scarce for whatever reason and is ever increasing in price when you do find it, it's roughly probably 5 to 6 cents around the best you could find it nowadays. And it goes up to maybe as much as maybe like 10 cents around. They is scarce, and most of the time people who have laid in a little supply or they find that they want to basically, you know, basically just use it staggeringly and very, you know, carefully, because they don't know when they're going to find another box of it and what price they're going to have to pay. Hence, what comes in now is air rifles. Now, they have air rifles today. Some are made with, they call them spring piston air rifles. And these are, you can be found anywhere from $80 on up to, you could go as high as you want. You could go to $1,000 if you want, depending on the workmanship, the craftsmanship, and fitting and all the rest of it. It just like cars, you can either buy yourself a Ford Fiesta, or you could buy yourself a Mercedes-Benz top of the line, and all points in between. Now, the calibers that I'd recommend with these, and these generally will go somewhere between 700, 800, 900, even 1,000 feet per second with a single stroke of, they call them brake barrels. And what a brake barrel is it's the rifle where the barrel will come down, you'll grab the end of the muzzle, you'll hit it usually with the palm of your hand with just a little force just to break it open, and then you start it in its arc and you bring it down almost to a 90-degree angle, and that's the cocking of it. Now, there's calibers that are the most popular today are the 177 caliber, or for the, our metric listeners, 4.5 centimeters, or 22 caliber, or 5.5. Now, these are the ones that you could commonly go into a sporting goods store, a big box store, whatever, where have you, a gun shop, and you could, you can find this in, usually they come in tins of 250, 500 pellets. Now, the nice thing, okay, I hear they have.
Just finish up. We got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, the nice thing with pellets is that they're very inexpensive. They're basically roughly a penny a piece, although you can pay more for more sophisticated pellets. And for 500 pellets, 500 shots, you basically can get spend just a little over $5. And they're numerous, they're accessible, and they're available.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be $50 to $75 if you bought 22 caliber plinking ammo to do the same thing. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. George, thanks so much for joining the faculty, for being with us, contributing your time, and sharing your experience. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.